In their return to Canada West women's basketball action after the month-long semester break Friday night in Abbotsford, the UNBC Timberwolves put forth a valiant defensive effort against one of the top teams in the division but ultimately fell 51-40 to the University of Fraser Valley Cascades. Maddie Gobay led the Cascades, 8-3, with 16 points and 15 rebounds while Esther Allison supplied 5 blocks defensively. For UNBC, 3-6, Victoria Filatova collected 9 points, Amrit Manik had 8 and Sveta Boykova finished with 7. Boykova led the T-Wolves defensively with 6 rebounds. Rust may have been a factor for both teams early on as the first 4 minutes and 50 seconds of the game yielded 0 points for either team. Adaya Tupas Singh hit from the mid-range for UNBC ending their drought and the next time up the floor, Filatova hit from 3, giving UNBC an early 5-1 lead. Filatova picked up 5 of UNBC's first 7 points. Defensively, the T-Wolves did their part, forcing UFV to go 0-for-9 on field goal attempts. The 10th shot of the night was good for the Cascades as Madison Stormay hit a jumper, but the Cascades missed their next 2. With time winding down and the Cascades ahead 9-8, Filatova hit a 12-footer from the corner giving UNBC a 10-9 edge after 10. Manik and Sophia Fuller drained back-to-back threes to begin the second quarter, giving the T-Wolves a 16-9 edge as the Cascades' struggles continued from the field. After nearly 3 cold minutes, Gobay drained her 3rd and 4th free throws of the night to put UFV on the board in the second quarter. Stormay followed with a pair of jumpers and Bernie Lita hit on 2 free throws, staking UFV to their first lead at 19-18. With under 2 minutes remaining in the half, Boykova buried her 2nd jumper of the night for UNBC, to push them back within 2, 22-20. A late layup from Gobay restored the 2-possession lead for the hosts, who went into the half ahead 25-20. Defensively, there was plenty to feel good about for Sergei Shepotkin's crew at the half, as they held a powerful, potent UFV attack to just 6 successful field goals, without allowing a single 3 against. UFV shot 0-for-14 from deep while UNBC was 3-for-10. Gobay and Filatova traded early buckets in the third quarter for their respective teams to kick off the scoring in the third as neither team was able to separate from the other by very much. Gobay, Lita and Google Sidhu all hit field goals for UFV while Boykova, Manik and rookie Avin Jahanguri responded with buckets for UNBC, who trailed by a slim 34-30 margin after 30 minutes. Late in the quarter, S.H. Chepotkin did not hesitate to use his reserves as Yana Shupak, Hallie Tiesen, Claire Huang and Avin Jahanguri provided solid defense and energy. Through 30, UFV had clicked on just 10 of their 40 field goal attempts, but their 14-for-17 from the charity stripe was the difference compared to UNBC's 1-for-4. Manik's 2nd triple of the night made it a 1-score game early in the 4th, but Stormay, Gobay and Nikki Kabuko, 3, all responded with buckets, pushing UFV's lead to 9, 42-33, and an early 3 from Kabuko pushed the UFV lead to 15. The T-Wolves won the turnover battle by a plus 6 margin, but were out-rebounded 52-31 and went to the free throw line 16 fewer times than UFV. Saturday at 4 p.m. UNBC will face the Pacific Division leading UBC Thunderbirds in Vancouver.